Hello, I'm Mary Sagesta, Principal Cloud Program Manager for Microsoft IT. I'm joined today by Ken Knight of Enterprise Architecture and David Leff of Network and Infrastructure Services. We've been working together quite closely for the past year on Microsoft's IT cloud strategy. One of the most profound learnings we've had was how the strategy required a change to our organizational culture. More than almost any technology before, the cloud is driving sweeping changes in IT. These changes are one of the biggest challenges to adopting a cloud strategy, while at the same time, these changes will enable the next generation of IT. Today, we're going to talk about how we are driving this cultural shift as a result of our hybrid cloud strategy. David, Ken, welcome.
Thank you.
David, tell us about the cultural change required to embrace the IT hybrid cloud strategy.
Well, from my perspective, there's plenty of technical challenges. The cultural challenges, I think, are the larger piece. Ken here coined this phrase that we love to use called culture trump strategy. What that actually means is, you know, we're carrying around 15 or more years of traditional IT baggage.
Oh my.
We're very familiar with what we've done for the past, you know, many years. This is a very disruptive change, as you mentioned. People don't understand the change that's coming. They don't necessarily understand the high-level vision, the high-level strategy. So we've made a lot of efforts to go out and talk to them about what this means, what this actually means to them, made them feel invested in it. The other thing that we are doing is we're understanding how traditional IT roles map to cloud IT roles and making sure that we know that people have a path to get to cloud IT or the new IT, and understand how their skills and how their expertise needs to change to move into the future. The last piece really is thinking about how what we do in traditional IT as a whole maps to what we need to do to provide better service to the business going forward in this new cloud era.
Yeah, people are worried about their role in the new cloud era.
Yes, absolutely.
The cultural shift sounds rather intimidating. How does this cultural change deliver better business value?
Well, we're already struggling with the pace of release or the pace of capabilities that are coming out of the cloud providers. So we got very used to this situation where new products were being delivered every 2, 3, even 5 years. We're seeing new capabilities come out of the cloud service providers now every 6 months, sometimes every 3 months.
Oh.
We're struggling to keep pace. But if we can't keep pace with those, we're not delivering these capabilities to the end users, to the consumers of them. So they're not going to get the value out of them. So we need to cope with that. We also need to think about how the business needs to become more agile. So not only are they our customers, they have customers of their own. So if they don't service those needs faster and there's competition, they're going to lose business. So it's that chain of passing new capabilities to them that they can then turn around and provide value to their own customers that we need to accelerate and make faster.
Yeah, our development environment team foundation server, for example, they're releasing quarterly updates now.
With an organization full of IT professionals, I imagine some of the more traditional roles may have to change over time. What IT roles are central to that cultural shift, and how will they adapt?
That's a really good question, Mary. We see a lot of the roles moving up the chain, up the value stack, if you will, moving from like a database administrator to an information architect. They would see more scope and more involvement with the business in these roles. Architectural roles, for example, where before we didn't have as many architectural roles to look at our efforts that we were putting into production, how they integrated up and downstream. Now we can take developers or program managers and turn them into business architects or enterprise architects or process architects. And so the commoditization of the infrastructure enables a wonderful capability for people to add more value and get closer to the business and impact the business more.
I see.
Yeah, that's a really important point. The commoditization of the infrastructure allows the business to focus more on the business. And that's a huge amount of value that we can offer our customers, essentially, and offer the larger Microsoft ecosystem rather than just IT for IT's sake. Another piece that Ken didn't talk specifically about is this blending of development and operations roles, or DevOps. Historically, the application and the infrastructure teams have been very separated. The development and the engineering role versus the operations and delivery role have been very separated. When we get to actually implementing, there's a mashup that happens, and we cross our fingers and hope that everything goes well. In the cloud world, there's a new opportunity now to actually streamline that release pipeline and actually bring some of the operational smarts upstream into the development of the actual product and the service, but then actually influence the operations and the delivery with what the development or the feature and the capability that's coming down the pike actually needs. So coding things like availability schemes, recoverability, mm-hmm. into the application rather than having to rely on downstream infrastructure to provide it after the fact has a huge amount of value as well.
And moving the operational mindset from monitoring availability uptime to monitoring business process end-to-end transaction times,
yes.
as an example.
Yes, customer-facing service availability.
I understand that the IT roles will be changing over time from more of the traditional roles to something that's going to help solve business problems. As we move from a service provider to a valued business partner, how does IT make that transition?
Well, cloud computing enables an agility that's really going to give us far more quicker cycles, be more responsive to the business. We're really excited about that. That kind of responsiveness allows us to deliver solutions rather than just technology or servers and stuff like that. And so we'll be able to focus on managing the business process versus patching the servers, as another example. So the bottom line is we're going to be managing the business process closer to the business partner versus managing the infrastructure.
See.
Yes. Another important point to kind of build on that is the orientation of how you think about delivering your service. Mm. So in my space particularly, I think we've been guilty about thinking about the minutiae of the mechanics of running IT for IT, rather than thinking about how the service manifests to the customer itself. Mm. It's this orientation of thinking about things from the inside out, which is the old way of thinking about it, versus the outside in. How does it actually look from the customer's perspective?
Yeah, outside being the business.
Yes.
So IT is no longer for the sole purpose of IT, but rather for helping the business run and become more efficient.
Yes.
Is that correct? Mm-hmm. The magnitude of the cultural shift can be large for any organization. Understanding the cultural change is essential to the strategy development, and embracing that cultural shift is critical to landing the strategy. IT professionals may see their roles change as new opportunities present themselves with this disruptive technology. Additionally, IT will develop new skills by elevating their conversations from technical solutions to solving end-to-end business solutions, which ultimately will help our customers run their business. To recap, Microsoft IT cloud strategy is hybrid cloud with the vision all Microsoft runs in the cloud. We hope this discussion provided you with insights to guide you and your teams on your journey to the cloud, enabled by Microsoft products and services. Thank you for joining us, and see you next time.